friend and I have started to organize our iTunes libraries by BPM. My friend does it because he's a DJ, and it's actually useful information when he's arranging, mixing, and transitioning in between songs. If the songs don't match perfectly, with the simplest music or DJ software, it's incredibly easy to adjust the BPM if desired. In programs like Virtual DJ, one can automatically sync songs by warping one BPM to match the other, with additional options to manually adjust the BPM. In this context, the BPM of a song functions more as a suggestion for playback, similar to the tempo for a piece of notated music. In classical music, if the performer plays a song at a different tempo than the one intended, it's considered within a right and wrong spectrum, where the written tempo is zero, the neutral standard, and depending on the audience, a different tempo is either incorrect or at best a creative interpretation. In the tradition of jazz, the creative interpretation of standards was encouraged, teasing out variations in key, arrangement, tempo, instrumentation, and mood, yielding a flourishing ecosystem of evolving song forms from a basic DNA of the standard. The performance of notated music, such as in jazz or classical music, can be understood as an audio playback technology in the same category as records, tapes, CDs, and MP3s. Variations and limitations in playback speeds in records and tapes were informed by a combination of the physical materials, their respective mechanics, and a multitude of cultural and political forces. However, right now, for the sake of not going into a detailed account of the history of the record and the tape and the consequent evolution in playback speeds, I'm only going to talk about digital media and digital interfaces. CD playback speed is fixed, unchangeable, and uncustomizable for the listener or consumer. Growing up with CDs and CD players, it didn't occur to me to play back audio at different speeds with the same rigidity I wouldn't play a piece of classical music at a different tempo than written. The irony of this is that in comparison to records and tapes, the technical process of playing a CD at a different speed is relatively simple, as if it was designed for it. The Apple Podcasts application on an iPhone includes a button on the lower left-hand corner where you can tap to toggle between speed 1x, which is the default, speed 1.5x, speed 2x, double time, and speed 0.5x at halftime. Sometimes I listen to podcasts slowed down when I'm trying to sleep. I've never understood why anyone would want to listen to a podcast 2x the speed, but it must be popular enough to be included as a very accessible option in the podcast design. This feature seems so easy to include in the interface, I wonder how the culture of listening to music would be different if there is the ability to adjust the playback BPM in iTunes, in YouTube, in Bandcamp, SoundCloud, Spotify, iPods, MP3 players, Pandora, XM Radio, etc. Of course, the culture of listening to music digitally has changed with the capacity to adjust the BPM. It's just made possible through audio software instead of through playback technology. BPM aside, with audio software, one technically has an infinite range to adjust the duration of an audio clip. One could reproduce a piece of audio that was originally 3 minutes into 3 hours, or 3 seconds, or 3 days. This manipulation is really more of a process of reproduction than playback, of rewriting than remixing, breaking down the separation between playback technology and production, or an instrument, and consequently breaking down the boundaries between the consumer, the listener, and the producer. This access, available to anyone with a computer, an internet connection, and a desire to download free audio software, is yielding a new body of audio reinterpretation, performance, and playback in the same vein as the quote-unquote flourishing ecosystems of jazz standard variations. Unlike my friend, I'm not really a DJ, at least not professionally. I just like the idea of improving my awareness to identify the BPM in music I hear, mostly because it seems like an impressive and unbelievable feat of perception. To ask, what is the BPM of a song, is to ask, what is a minute, and also, what is a beat? I made a pop song, it is about 126 BPM, I listened to it at night in my studio after a day at work, and it felt like the song was at a breakneck speed, uncomfortably manic. The next morning after sleep and coffee, driving to work, I listened to the song in the car and it felt impossibly slow. If I had not made the piece and transferred the audio file from Ableton to iTunes to my iPhone, myself, I would have insisted that it was at a different tempo. Despite the changing nature of how I perceive time, I can confidently predict the amount of time and mileage covered when I go running. I've been running for about 7 years, so I know when I've run a mile, I know what 10 minutes feels like, my knees, hips, pores, lungs, my energy level. I can rely on the physicality of my body, its natural pace given its proportions and training, to accurately observe clock time. So I understand that it's possible to train myself to be able to distinguish beats per minute as I have conditioned myself to be aware of miles per minute. Entire genres have evolved from the process of speeding up and slowing down songs. For example, Chopped and Screwed, Vaporwave, Glitch, and Footwork. Just to be clear, I'm not addressing genres of super fast or very slow music, but genres that sample and foundationally use pre-existing audio and dramatically alter their BPM. Although there are a lot of other variables and characteristics that go into these genres, the respective average BPMs are a crucial and defining characteristic. For me, the most interesting of these types of genres are the ones that apply a contrasting BPM to the musical and lyrical tone and emotion. For example, slowing down extremely aggressive rap, or speeding up and looping otherwise moderately paced lounge jazz, or slowing down energetic reggaeton. This conflicting dynamic is tremendously effective for such a simple operation. The entire emotion of a song can be transformed without changing the key, the lyrics, instrumentation, the pitch, structure, recording quality, or process. Italian classical music includes an extensive terminology to communicate tempo, changes in tempo, and mood associated with tempo. If live performance were a current form of playback technology, and somehow we still had the genres and type of musical output of 2015, a score for Footwork might include plain rap, jazz samples as quote-unquote saltando, which translates to jumpy, fast, and short, or a witch house score might call for rap samples to be played misterioso, or mystical in a shady manner. The usage of these words and phrases acknowledges the expressive emotional power that tempo has on a song, identifying a spectrum of emotions that can be manifested through acceleration, deceleration, swiftness, sluggishness, etc. However, it takes more than just changing the BPM of a song to create an emotion or mental state. A song's BPM does not determine its mood, as one song at 140 BPM may sound aggressively energetic, while another song, also at 140, may be perceived as a type of tranquility. Moreover, the same exact song at 140 BPM could potentially be perceived as aggressively energetic by one person, and as a type of tranquility by another person. The emotional expression of a piece of audio is a complex structure that includes our physiology, our psychology, the environmental and social context, the mode of playback technology, and then the content and structures within the piece of audio itself. Sometimes I just want to listen to the dream slower and lower and chiller. Depending on the context, the process of remixing pre-existing material through manipulating the BPM can also be considered as a process of customizing the music listening experience. Customization is a very relevant form of expression given an over-mediated, production-oriented, and capitalist environment. Consumers identify themselves by their choices of consumption, and those choices have a hierarchy. The more choices, the more one has an experience of expression. Many digital players include an equalizer with different presets. There is an experience of expression through choosing how you would like to listen to your MP3s, whether you want to boost the bass, or listen to it slower, or make a playlist of songs at the perfect BPM for your gym workout with the EQ treble boost in, which is my nightmare. The world is overpopulated with music. There's too much audio. There are too many SoundClouds, Bandcamps, MixClouds, DJs, events, bands, electronic musicians, solo artists, labels, music festivals, music blogs, music magazines, mixtapes, tapes, records, CDs, MP3s, AIFs, WAVs, FLAX, torrents, etc. But for some reason, we continue onwards. We produce, or at least I produce. We're surging with output. Often it feels like there's no music product that can be new. Somewhere in between the blur of streaming, downloading, buying, collecting, archiving, listening, consuming, processing, creating, producing, playing, performing, DJing, uploading, and sharing, there might be some room for innovation if it's not just the smear of all of those actions itself. If there was a slide bar where I could adjust the BPM in iTunes, I would use it regularly, but it doesn't exist. It seems to be more common and more accessible to simply adjust the BPM of one's perception by taking a drug, or exercising, or being in a specific social setting. With cultural rituals of exercise and health, as well as every type of drug, the relationship to the body can develop in the direction as to a piece of technology, or at worst, a consumer object, as something to be actively designed and maintained, while the relationship with media seems to grow increasingly passive, an acquiescent and relieved trust in an automated Spotify playlist. Identifying the BPM of a song is easy. A website like www.tempotap.com is useful. You play the song, tap the beat with your spacebar, and the more taps, the more accurate the average. You can enter the BPM in iTunes, if you want, by right-clicking the menu categories and checking beats per minute. In this column, one can enter in a numeric value, implying that the BPM is fixed and unchanging. But most songs do not fit in this category. If I were to accurately organize my iTunes library by BPM, it would have to include three categories. The first would be songs with a fixed BPM, for example, 120, songs with a changing BPM, which could be expressed as a curve relating the BPM over the duration of the song, and songs that do not have any BPM, which could be expressed as zero or not applicable. Our creation of music with pulses can be interpreted as an externalization of our own pulse, our own heartbeat, our own tangible life force. I acknowledge that this metaphor is a cliche, but I think it's such a direct relationship that it can't even be considered a metaphor, and just a truthful connection. A resting heart rate for an adult lies within 60 to 100 BPM. I once visited someone who is recovering from open heart surgery. While they were recovering, their heartbeat would slip into periods of atrial fibrillation, where the heart would beat irregularly. The heart rate monitor illustrated the chaotic pace of the heart rate, generating anxiety for everyone in the hospital room. Did the heart rate gradually devolve into chaos, or would it just hiccup and then flip into an irregular state? What are the limits of a regular beat before it's considered random or irregular? What does it feel like to have a body operating under a regime of chaos? Experiencing and perceiving any type of continuous regularity depends on some form of periodicity or cyclical pattern. These cycles and patterns are made by the fused combination of gaps and events, such as the relationship between drum hits and amounts of time between them in a rhythm pattern. The durations identify one sound from another, form it into a cohesive pattern, give it an entity greater than the sum of its parts. So what are the limits in the durations, the gaps, the periods of nothingness, emptiness, the zeros that hold, frame, and give body, distinction, and relational context to the sound events? What is their significance in our illusions of continuity? On an Electribe, the slowest BPM is zero and the fastest is 240. Beyond the Electribe, the fastest BPM song in the Guinness Book of World Records is a song called Thousand by Moby at 1,000 BPM. On either end of these extremes, zero and less than zero, and greater than 1,000 is the same thing, whether it's a solid mass, a continuous stream, pure nothingness or pure somethingness, a homogeneous entity, entropy or emptiness. At this point, the metaphor or connection between our bodies and our heartbeats becomes more complicated. Music that transcends a BPM grid is still music. It is still vital. It is still valid. It can still be entertaining. It can still be pleasurable. It doesn't lose its musicness without a tempo. So music doesn't need a beat. It's just a characteristic that can appear in music. However, the human body becomes severely stressed with an irregular beat, and it's just simply over when there is no more beat. A body needs a heartbeat, and the heartbeat needs to be embodied. There are interpretations of the soul that posit that the soul transcends the body. Music doesn't need a beat to exist, but it is an embodiment, a characteristic. Within this belief of a soul-body relationship, similarly, a soul doesn't need a body to exist, but is similarly an embodiment, a characteristic. The term timeless is used to describe a quality of transcending a cultural location, or as the dictionary states, without beginning or end, eternal, everlasting, referring or restricted to no particular time, and not affected by the passage of time or changes in fashion. But to say something is timeless is to literally say it doesn't have duration. To say something doesn't have duration or take time either eliminates it as a physical object, as any physical entity embodies and exists in a temporal dimension, or it questions the relationship between non-physical objects, such as ideas or consciousness, with time. To say something is timeless or durationless doesn't mean that it doesn't exist, but that it is empty of time, it is zero, which certainly exists. You're listening to 3-3's Mafia.
mixtape bully round here. That's what I do, that's what they don't. Sicko Mob mixtape, man, Super Saiyan. Street to street, deck to deck, block to block. West side, turn up. South side, you know what it is, man. We don't juke no more. We boppin', we boppin', we boppin'. You hate and scat.
Like a message, and then we can't lose, so we win, and that's why I be grinning. I'm popping all the ecstasy, my night is just beginning. Rolling Stone tatted, speak country, what happened? These bitch niggas be whining, cause contracts I'll be signing. My Gucci head is linen, all my Jose, yeah, hey, get it. On my pen, bit if you with it, hold this SK, make it ribbon. Till it stop it, bullet sitting, like Wayne with no ceilings. And we mob it, mob it, say sick, oh yeah, we go.
Shoot. you got me training that ass out, top pull a cap in your ass. That nigga got things to do, fuck around, get got no talk, throw me to you. To do, and one of them whacks and you take off the frown. That sweet apple bottom gonna get candied and go on a merry-go-round. Vicky Park Fanfare, August 97.
Nada. Y yo sé muy bien que yo te gusto. Se te nota por encima de la ropa. Yo te bajo al universo por un pedazo de tu boca. Y cuando me tocas, me erizas la piel, me envuelve. Yo sé que yo que la cabeza. Sé que yo pierda la cabeza por ti, tú la pierdes por mí, te deseo, me desea. Sé que yo pierda la cabeza por ti, tú la pierdes por mí, te deseo, me desea.
Tengo tu voz en mi teléfono y la gana de volverte. Todos los días del mes, nadie me había gustado tanto como tú. A mí solo me gustas tú, tú, baby, solo tú, tú, mami, solo tú. A ti me llena la cabeza, pero cada vez que tú me besas,
yo sé que yo pierdo la cabeza.
Yeah. I'm the one with the ones. Fuck the price on the tag, just throw it in the bag.
Price tag, where they do that at? Heard that in ATL, when you in ATL. Just ask my baby girl, I treat my lady well. Ain't nothing so-so, but I know JD well. We in them Benzes, black, white, Gracie L. Got niggas asking, did we miss a Mercedes sale? Shit, I wish it was, but even though it wasn't, we still doing donuts in them half a dozen. They call me Crispy Clean, my style is Crispy Clean. I drop some chips on these tubes, that's some Crispy jeans. Hacks how much, not what I look like. Son, I'm from Brooklyn, what it look like. I get it cause I got it so I get it. I gave shorty some till she said, oh I get it. And now that you got it, put it in the bag and write your number down. Just put it on the tag. Told her, tell her, just throw it in the bag. That's the way it's supposed to be. Real niggas supposed to help you out with the groceries.
Just throw it in the bag.
Yeah, paper or plastic, it's safe for the asking. So dead that nigga, I will pay for the casket. That Remy Ma got you talking plenty, huh? Broke ass nigga couldn't buy the mini bar. So get with Loso, he ain't got a no-so. I'm a gentleman, I sent a bottle of that rose though. Oh, you got a man, well you need a richer one. Meet me in the parking lot, the plate say get you one. Meet me at the register, I'm there on the regular. They just price checking, you can help them in a second. As we proceed to get you what you need, like we breaking down the weed, shorty throw it in the bag.
Everybody in this fucking club got gats. All my niggas in this fucking club got racks. Everybody in this fucking club getting shot. Kamehameha, still running for my yacht. Yup, get her wet, ain't even left the dock. Playing in a twat, listening to Tupac. I don't give a fuck, yeah, I know she cool hot. She don't give a fuck, cause she know my cool hot, yeah. Just bullin' with my bestie. You got a motherfuckin' problem, come check me. But before you do that shit, just stop. Think about what you're doing for everybody in the club get shot. Everybody in the club getting shot. Everybody gon' twirl, then drop. Everybody in the club getting shot. Now you niggas better not call the cops. Everybody in the club getting shot. Everybody gon' twirl, then drop. Everybody in the club getting shot. Now you niggas better not call the cops. Goddamn, he didn't hit up in his chest. Wet t-shirt, he didn't win a contest. Ran off with his fucking countess. Got accounting on my money, fuck my damn accountant, yeah. My niggas like chill, boy, she do it for the promo. But I'm a proto and I keep it on the lotto. Got a bit in common, like fucking in a Honda. We like white, green pills, golden, fucking us in commas, yeah. Everybody got shot last night. It's all in the news and I see cop lights. Hell yeah, nigga gon' return to the scene. Probably with the same damn burner on me. Hell yeah, I keep a shooter. Nigga think I'm fucking stupid. Always got a nigga tryna run up on me. Like to see a nigga try to run up on me. Put the Ruger to his bitch, but he pull it on me, yeah. VIP. Before I see the pussy, need the CID. If I ain't fucking with the VI league, probably gonna take the whole damn party with me.
Go to the rim, bought us a hard slam dunk. Go to the rim, bought us a hard slam dunk.